Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Franco, and towards Bernazard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Niekro covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen misplays the ball. That's an error on Owen. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to home to get Hall. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Bando reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buckner moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gedman takes first base on ball 4. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Mike Greenwell now playing right field. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carter for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Mel Hall. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Frank Wills now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. Barrett moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson pinch hits for Spike Owen. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.